Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
G-Money's a pimp, God's plan made the man. Big booty girls run the world. Watch yourself, be careful what you're working with. Watch yourself, I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. And I got girls all over the world. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Just call me the big pill. I'm chocolate covered, freaky and habit forming. I'm sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what this pimp is made of. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Ah, and now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Yeah.
Thank you.
we jumped on a train, and we ended up at the Prado Museum. And we were going around, and my teacher was walking around, pointing all the paintings out, and he kept walking. And I said, wait a minute, I want to stop and look at these paintings. And my teacher told me, he said, all right, meet us outside at 4:45, and we'll be outside waiting on you. So I said, okay, and started walking around by myself in the museum. So at 4:45, I walked out to the front door to wait on my tour group to come out. And I saw everybody come out to the museum, and then I saw the guards close and lock the front door. And I said, oh, shit.
Lost. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to gregory@bigmouthgvg@juno.com. That's bigmouthgvg@juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, we're just Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can listen to the radio show and listen to what I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I want to do G Money Sports Report, and let's talk Major League Baseball to get the show started today.
Out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? Do you want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root.
Yeah.
All right, in the American League Baseball.
All right, Major League Baseball. Well, let's talk about the standings for the Major League Baseball League. Let's do the National League first, and then we can talk about the American League.
All right. In the National League East, the Atlanta Braves are on top, 67 games with 67 wins, followed by the Philadelphia Phillies and the Miami Marlins, who both have 57 wins. In fourth place, it's the New York Mets with 50 wins. And in fifth place, it's the Washington Nationals with 45 wins. In the National League Central, the Cincinnati Reds are on top with 59 wins, followed by the Milwaukee Brewers in second place with 57 wins. Chicago Cubs have 53 wins, and the Pirates and the Cardinals both have 47 wins. In the National League West, the Dodgers are still on top with 59 wins, 45 losses, followed by the San Francisco Giants with 58 wins and 49 losses. Arizona Diamondbacks are in third place with 57 wins, 50 losses. And in fourth place, it's the San Diego Padres with 52 wins, 55 losses. And in last place, it's the Colorado Rockies with 42 wins and 64 losses. In the American League, the Baltimore Orioles are on top. In the American League East, the Baltimore Orioles are on top with 65 wins, 41 losses, followed by the Tampa Bay Rays, who also have 65 wins, but they have 44 losses. In third place, the Toronto Blue Jays have 59 wins. In fourth place, the Boston Red Sox have 56 wins. And in fifth place, the New York Yankees have 55 wins. In the American League Central, the Minnesota Twins are on top with 54 wins, followed by the Cleveland Guardians with 53 wins. Detroit Tigers have 47 wins. Chicago White Sox have 43 wins. And the Kansas City Royals have 32 wins. And in the American League West, the Texas Rangers are on top, barely holding on to first place with 60 wins and 46 losses. In second place, it's the Houston Astros, who also have 60 wins, but they have 47 losses. Third place, the California Angels have 56 wins, 51 losses. In fourth place, the Seattle Mariners have 55 wins and 51 losses. And in last place, it's the Oakland A's with 30 wins and 77 losses. And that's the standings for Major League Baseball.
Well, all right. Well, it sounds like the National League has all the teams with the most wins. They're the ones that are playing the most baseball right now. So that's good. I'm glad to hear the National League West and the National League East are really putting it down. So that's good for all of the baseball fans to be following the National League games, and they can listen to some good baseball. I guess they got some good pitching because they won the All-Star game, so I guess their pitching showed out. So that's good. Okay, any games that are played today or that were played yesterday that we can highlight in the sports report?
A lot of games were played yesterday, and a lot of games will be played today. Yesterday, the Phillies beat the Marlins 4-2. Tampa Bay Rays beat the New York Yankees 5-1. The Washington Nationals beat the Brewers 5-3. The Baltimore Orioles beat the Toronto Blue Jays 4-2. California Angels beat the Atlanta Braves 4-1. Cincinnati Reds beat the Chicago Cubs 6-5. The Houston Astros beat the Cleveland Guardians 7-3. The Colorado Rockies in last place beat the San Diego Padres 4-3. The Seattle Mariners beat the Red Sox 6-2. And the Arizona Diamondbacks beat the San Francisco Giants 4-3. Today, the Phillies play the Marlins again. The Tampa Bay Rays play the Yankees again. The Detroit Tigers play the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Brewers play the Nationals. Orioles play the Blue Jays again. The Angels play the Atlanta Braves again. The Twins play the Cardinals. White Sox play the Rangers. The Reds play the Cubs. New York Mets play the Royals. Cleveland Guardians play the Astros again. Padres play the Rockies. The Red Sox play the Mariners again. The Diamondbacks play the Giants again. And the Oakland A's play play the L.A. Dodgers down in L.A. I wonder who's going to win that game. Pretty sure it's not going to be the A's.
Yeah, it'll probably be the Dodgers playing in L.A. Yeah, it'll be the Dodgers to win that one. All right. Well, that sounds good for the baseball sports report. All right, let's talk about the WNBA. Let's see if the Las Vegas Aces are still running away with it. They had 23 wins yesterday, so let's see if they picked up another win last night.
So the answer is no. They still have 23 wins and 2 losses. They did not play yesterday. So in second place, it's the New York Liberty with 19 wins and 6 losses. In third place, it's the Connecticut Sky with 18 wins and 7 losses. In fourth place, the Dallas Wings have 14 wins and 11 losses. They lost yesterday. That's the 30th. They lost a couple of days ago. Let's see. In fifth place, it's the Atlanta Dream with 14 wins and 11 losses. Sixth place, the Minnesota Lynx have 13 wins. In seventh place, the Washington Mystics have 12 wins. In eighth place, the Chicago Sun has 10 wins. In ninth place, the LA Sparks have 9 wins. And in 10th, 11th, and 12th place, the Phoenix Mercury, the Indiana Fever, and the Seattle Storm all have 6 wins. So that's the standings for the WNBA.
Okay. Well, it looks like the West is running away with the WNBA, but they have some games, some teams in the East that are playing really good now that they've had the All-Star break. Some of the Eastern teams are starting to win some extra games. All right, well, that sounds good for the WNBA. I'm excited about what's going on with them. So we'll see what happens as the season progresses. All right. Well, that's it for G Money Sports Report. I got a news flash. Pee Wee Herman died yesterday. And I don't know how old he was, and I don't know the cause of his death, but he died yesterday. I was informed about his death early this morning, about 4 o'clock this morning. I was told that Pee Wee Herman died. So I'm sorry to hear that Pee Wee Herman is no longer with us. My condolences to the family, and I hope that everybody respects the family and their privacy while they mourn the death of the entertainer, Pee Wee Herman. All right. Let me take a break for a minute. I got a call coming. So let's go to a commercial break, and I'll be back for more of the show in a minute. So we jumped on a train, and we ended up at the Prado Museum. And we were going around, and my teacher was walking around, pointing all the paintings out, and he kept walking. And I said, wait a minute, I want to stop and look at these paintings. And my teacher told me, he said, all right, meet us outside at 4:45, and we'll be outside waiting on you. So I said, okay, and started walking around by myself in the museum. So at 4:45, I walked out to the front door to wait on my tour group to come out. And I saw everybody come out to the museum, and then I saw the guards close and lock the front door. And I said, oh, shit, I'm lost.
Tap the G's of war. As I approach the barricade, where's the enemy? Who do I face? Full of success, one full of food, best grip. Take you out of your plane with a bag full of clips. Cause I got a family to wait for my return. To get back home is my main concern. I'ma get back to New York in one piece. For the better than sand that is hot as a city street. Sky lights up like fireworks, swampy. Bullets whistling over my head remind me. President Bush said attack, blast back, and armor might not make it back. Missile hits the area, screams, wake me up on my war dreams. Heat up the M16, base training, trained for torture. Take no prisoners, and I just torture, addicted to murder. Send more body bags, they can't identify, I'm leaving the name tag. I get a brush when I deploy dead bodies on the floor. Casualties of war. Casualties of war. Casualties of war. The night and night defines the day. It's all hard work and no play. More than combat, it's all beyond that. Cause I got a kill or be killed kind of attack. Areas mapped out to be no Chicago. Me and my platoon make a room wherever we go. But what are we here for? Who's on the other side of the war? Somebody give the president a call. But I hear warfare scream through the air. Back to the battlegrounds before they declare a desert storm. Let's see who reigns supreme. Something like Monopoly, a government scheme. Go to the army, be all you can be. Another dead soldier, hell no, not me. So I start letting off ammunition in every direction. A law is my only protection. But wait a minute, Saddam Hussein prays the same. And this is Asia, from where I came. I'm on the wrong side, so change the target. Shooting at the general, and where's the sergeant? Blame it on John Hody Hawkins for bringing me to America. Now it's mass hysteria. I get a rush when I see blood, dead bodies on the floor. Casualties of war. Casualties of war. Casualties of war. Casualties of war. War is over, but now at least, just because they lost, it don't mean it's peace. It's a long way home, it's a lot to think about. Whole generation left in doubt. Innocent families killed pimps to myth. It'll be more dead people after this. So I'm glad to be alive and walking. Half of my platoon came home in coffins. A chapter general buried in the storm. And bits and pieces, no need to look for them. I played it slick and got away with it. Picked it up so they would think they did it. Now I'm home on reserve and you can bet when they call, I'm going AWOL. Cause it ain't no way I'm going back to war when I don't know who or what I'm fighting for. So I wait for terrorists to attack. Every time a truck backfires, I fire back. I look for shelter when the plane is over me. Remember Pearl Harbor, New York will be over, G. Kamikaze, grab the bomb. No peace in the east, they won't prevent for the dawn. Get out here, gunshots of thunder. No time for wonder, somebody's going under. Put on my fatigues and my camouflage. Take control, cause I'm in charge. When I snapped out of it, it was blood, dead bodies on the floor. Casualties of war. Casualties of war. Casualties of war. Casualties of war.
G-Money's a pimp, God's clan made the man, big booty girls run the world, watch yourself, Be careful what you're working with. Watch yourself. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. And I got girls all over the world. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Just call me the big pill. I'm chocolate covered, freaky and habit forming. I'm sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what this pimp is made of. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Ah, and now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Yeah.
Give me a black goddess sister, I can't resist her. No stringy-haired, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, pale skin, buttermilk complexion, grafted, recessive, depressive, ironing board backside, straight up and straight down. No frills, no thrills, miss 6 o'clock. Subject to have the itch, butanoid, caucasoid, white cave bitch.
was homeless, and I was going all over Las Vegas trying to find places to live, trying to find apartments that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I'd go out during the daytime, and I'd walk around the city, and I'd go handle my business. I went to the plasma center, and I donated plasma twice a week, and I got $25 each time I went to the plasma center. So you could go twice a week. So I get $50 a week just donating plasma. And then I'd go around and collect cans, and I did that, and I got $1 a pound. And I used to do this every day, all day long. You can always get money. So it was like cash and carry.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of stories and some jokes I want to share with you. There was a man or a young man that walked into a pet store, and he asked the salesman if they sell sharks at the pet store. And the salesman said, what do you want a shark for? He said, well, I want to put the shark in my fish tank because my cat has been messing with my fish, and I want to teach him a lesson. Woo! Now, why is a snake a smart animal? You don't know? Because you can't pull his leg. You can't pull his leg. And did you hear about the man that got arrested for feeding birds at the zoo? No, you didn't know? Yeah, he was feeding birds to the lion at the zoo. Woo! There were two mosquitoes that were flying over a celebrity party, and they saw Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis down at the party getting drunk, and the mosquitoes, one mosquito said to the other one, he said, let's go down and bite Steve Martin, or Dean Martin. And the other mosquito said, no, you go and bite him. Because I'm flying tonight. I can't drink and fly just like you can't drink and drive. Woo! You know, there were two flies that were flying around, and they landed on a piece of boo-boo, and one fly lifted his leg up and farted real loud. And the other fly said, hey, man, come on, give me a break. I'm eating here. Woo-hoo! Yeah, I wrote a book, and they said the book was boring. And they put it on the Braille reading list, and they said the blind people were reading the book, and their fingers were going to sleep. Hey, why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know? You don't know? Because he looked really silly wearing a sweater. Woo! There was a painter that went in to a paint gallery to check on his painting that he had hanging in the paint gallery. And he saw the manager of the paint gallery, and he asked him if anybody had asked about his painting. And the manager said, well, actually, by chance, somebody did ask about your painting. And he said, the painter was excited. He said, really? Oh, man, that sounds good. Who was it? And the manager said, I don't know who the person that asked about your painting. I don't know who he was. I don't know his name. But he wanted to know if the artist that painted these paintings, if they die, will the value of the paintings go up? And I told him, of course they will. They will go up in value if the painter dies. And the painter was like, okay, well, that sounds good. So who was the man that asked about my painting? And the manager said, I don't know his name, but he said he was your doctor. And there was a man riding on the freeway, and he got a phone call from his wife, and his wife said she was watching the news, and the news reporters were saying that they had some people riding the wrong way on the freeway. And so she was calling her husband to tell him to be careful while he was riding on the freeway, because she knows he takes that freeway home from work. and her husband said, well, thank you, baby. I'm going to be careful. I'm looking out for all of the people driving on the freeway. So I'm going to be careful. But thank you for calling me and letting me know. And then he hung up the phone, and he was driving on the freeway. And all of a sudden, he looked up, and he saw about 500 drivers driving the wrong way on the freeway. And he said, oh, my God, it's not one person, but it's like 500 people driving the wrong way on the freeway. Woo! There was two men sitting under a tree in the jungle. One man was reading the newspaper, and the other man was typing vigorously on a typewriter. And then a lion showed up and ate the man that was reading the newspaper. And after he ate that man, he walked off and left the other man alone. I guess meat eaters know Reader's Digest and Writer's Cramp. Woo! Yeah, there were two men that were in the jungle, and they were taking pictures of the lions and the tigers and the elephants and the giraffes, and they were taking pictures of the monkeys and birds in the trees, and they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground, and they ran into a bear. And one man bent down and took his boots off and put on his tennis shoes and tied them up real tight. And the other man said, what are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear. And the man looked at him and said, outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass. Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp coming. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other. They drew their swords and shot each other. Now the deaf policeman heard the noise and came and shot the two dead boys. Now if you don't believe this tale is true, ask the blind man. Because he saw it too. Woo! All right. Well, time for a song. Let's play a song from my catalog here. Let's play. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. My daddy had a friend that had a big house in South Central L.A. And he went to my dad, who was the city planner in Los Angeles, and asked him how he put a pool in the back of his house. And my daddy gave him the particulars. But, of course, they didn't think my daddy knew what he was talking about because my daddy was black. And so they went to the city hall and went and asked some white people that they saw. And everybody in the office was saying, go see Gerard. Go talk to Mr. Gerard because he's the one in charge of those projects. So they came and they talked to my daddy, and he told them, I told you what to do. I told you how to do it. So now just follow what I told you. Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment, Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30
and ends at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support. And we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, before I get on with some more jokes and some more stories, I want to play a song, and it's called, I'm Talking About the Divine Nine. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. All the 5 fraternities and the 4 sororities in Greek life, in college life. Let's talk about their contribution to the development of Black America, actually Black people all over the world. So I want to talk about the Divine Nine, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity. It was founded in 1906. They were black and gold. And then there's Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity. It was founded in 1911. They wear crimson and cream. And then it's Omega Psi Phi fraternity. They founded in 1911. They wear purple and gold. Then we got Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. They were founded in 1914, and they wear royal blue and diamond white.
in the Iona Pie, baby. They were founded in 1963. And they wear brown and gold. That's the end of the rip. The churning tea. Now for the sorority. For the women. Alpha Kappa Alpha. The sorority. They were founded in 1908. And they wear pink and green. Then you got Delta Sigma Theta, the sorority. They were founded in 1913, and they wear red and white. And then you got Zeta Phi Theta, the sorority. They wear royal blue and diamond white. And they're founded in 1920. And then you got Sigma Gamma Rho. It was founded in 1922. And they wear golden blue. And I'm telling you about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. Oh, hallelujah to the Divine Nine. They volunteered to work in the soup kitchen so they could feed low income, the homeless and the poor. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. They volunteered to work in the hospital with doctors and nurses and heal the soldiers that were wounded in the war. World War One. World War II and the Vietnam War. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. And I want to tell you about the group that volunteered to teach black kids in the South when it was illegal to teach black kids to read and write. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. Then they hosted fundraisers and gave the money to the charities so they could give away college scholarships to high school seniors. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about blacks that marched all over the world for civil rights. They complained about the white policemen killing black people in evil murders by George Floyd. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about marching on Million Man March, marching on Washington, D.C. with Farrakhan talking to the black men. He told them they need to take control of their house and their families. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about women working for civil rights, equal work for equal pay. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about crossing across the state and sinking men in white only restaurants. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about blacks marching on Selma Bridge for the right to blacks to vote with John Lewis and Martin Luther King Jr. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about integration of sports, football, basketball, baseball, track, golf, tennis, and sports like that. talking about the divine nine. God bless the divine nine. I'm talking about black and gold, crimson and cream, purple and gold, royal blue and diamond white, and black, brown and gold. Talking about the men, now the women of the divine nine, pink and green, red and white, royal blue and diamond white, and golden blue. I'm talking about the divine nine. God bless the divine nine. All hail to the divine nine. All hail to the divine nine. God bless the divine nine. I'm talking about the divine nine. I'm D-Money, the pimp, pimp. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. I'm D-Money, the pimp, pimp. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. And they'll tell you it's so, 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 so. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes?
I went to UC Davis, and I sang with the choir. And even though it's a gospel choir and we should have been singing for the love of God, we were trying to be a show-off choir. And we were singing in the auditorium, and we were singing. Oh, man, it was like 30 of us in the choir. And we were singing. And we were singing our song, and we were putting our hearts into it, and we were really trying to show off. And all of a sudden, the drapes in the auditorium, they were long drapes that went from the ceiling to the floor. The drapes started falling, and we were like, wow, God's really in the house. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to gregory@bigmouthgvg@juno.com. That's bigmouthgvg@juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Well, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the word, so pull up the show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and on the second half of the radio show, I got some more jokes I want to share with you. And it goes like this. There was a man that went into the bar, and he sat down at the bar, and he was talking to the bartender, and he asked if he had an exciting trick that he could show the bartender. Could he get a free drink? And the bartender said, I don't know. I get a lot of people come in here with stuff that they want to show me to try to get a free drink. So if you have something that's interesting or it's very different, well, then you might get a chance to get a free drink. And the man said, okay. And he opened his briefcase and he put a hamster and then he put a little tiny piano on the bar, and the hamster started playing the piano, and he was playing Bach and Beethoven, and everybody around the bar was amazed. They were fascinated listening to this hamster playing the songs on this little keyboard. And then the bartender said, yep, that's a pretty good little trick you got there. So I'll give you a free drink for that. And he fixed him a double shot of some whiskey and put it over some Coke and some ice. And the man drank it while the hamster was playing the piano. And then when he finished playing, he finished drinking the drink, he asked the bartender if he could get another free drink if he showed the bartender another trick. And the bartender said, yeah, well, it got to be something a little better than what you showed me with the hamster, because that was a pretty good trick. But you need to come with something better than that if you want to get another free drink from me. And the man said, okay. And he opened up his briefcase, and he pulled a frog out and sat it on the bar. And the frog started singing Michael Jackson, Beat It. And the frog was playing Beat It on the keyboard. And the frog was singing Michael Jackson, Beat It. And, oh, man, everybody in the bar was fascinated. They were, like, clapping, and they were singing along with the music and everything. And the bartender said, yeah, that's a pretty good little trick you got there. Okay, I can give you another free drink for that. And he fixed him a double shot of whiskey with some Coke and put it on ice. And he slid the glass over to the man. And the man was sipping it and drinking it. And there was a man that was sitting at a table. And he was watching what was going on in the bar. And he saw the trick that the hamster was playing the piano, and then this frog was singing Michael Jackson, Beat It. And the man was fascinated, and he asked the man that had the animal, that had the hamster and the frog, he asked him if he wants to sell the frog, he'll give him $1,000 for the frog. And the man said, really? You'll give me $1,000 for this frog? And he said, yeah, I'll give you $1,000 for that singing frog. And the man said, okay. And he gave him the frog, and the man pulled $1,000 out of his coat pocket, and he paid the man cash, $1,000. And the man said, thank you for the frog. And he walked out the bar, and everybody was looking, and they were like, man, why did you sell that frog? That was a $1 million investment right there. You could have made $1 million with that hamster and that frog. That was a hell of a team you just broke up. And the man said, oh, no, it wasn't no big thing. See, the hamster is a ventriloquist, and the frog really doesn't sing. And everybody laughed, and they thought it was really funny. And the bartender gave the man another free drink, and the man put the hamster and the piano back in his briefcase, and they walked out of the bar. And the man was $1,000 richer. Woo! I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, there was a man and a wife that were in bed. And the wife got up to go to the bathroom. And she was in the bathroom. And she came out the bathroom, and she swung the bathroom door open. And she walked in front of the bed where her husband was in the bed. And she threw open her gown, and she said, super pussy. And her husband looked at her, and he said, I'll have the soup. Woo! I'm Jay Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Woo! And, you know, I knew a man that had a girlfriend that had one eye and one leg. And I asked him what he called her. And he said he calls her IHOP. Woo! He got one eye and one leg, and he calls her IHOP. Yeah, that's pretty good. All right. Well, if big-breasted women work at Hooters, where do one-legged women work? At the IHOP. And her name is Eileen. Eileen to the left. Eileen to the right. Eileen serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. Woo! All right. Well, I guess we got time for another. Oh, well, let's do a story right now since we got some time. I wrote a couple of stories for the listening audience. So DJ Papa D, play a story that I wrote for the listening audience, and we'll get this story out of the way, and then we can play some music before the end of the show. So let's play the story that I recorded for the listening audience, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. When I was rolling back and forth to the Fabulous Forum to go to work,
I used to pass this car that was parked on the street on Crenshaw Boulevard. And I would pass it, and I saw it, and it was looking nice. It was a navy blue color, and it had four doors. And so it had a for sale sign in the window. And since I was looking for a car, I had my buddy pull over and take a look at it. So he pulled over and we got out and we walked and we looked at the car and we looked at the inside. The inside was immaculate. Oh, it was clean. No rips, no tears. The headliner, which is usually kind of messed up, was all intact. And the seats were nice. They weren't all cut up and scratched up and stuff. They were really nice. So the interior of the car was looking good. And so I looked at the outside. I walked around and looked at the tires and looked at the outside of the car. And it was nice. It had a nice paint job. So I was thinking about painting it a different color, but the color it was nice. So it was navy blue on the outside, and the inside, the interior was black with a white headliner. So it was a nice car. So we rode by a few times, and we looked at it, and you know, one day I told my buddy, when I get paid, man, I'm going to go back and buy that car. So about 3 weeks later, we got paid, and I went back to see if the car was still there. And it was. So I went, and I found the owner, and I went to the door, and the sign had an address on it, the for sale sign. It had an address on the for sale sign. So I went to the address, and I knocked on the door and asked them if they were the owners of the Fiat. It was a Fiat, a four-door Fiat, and it looked like a little Mercedes or a little BMW. It was nice. It was nice, and I thought it looked really sharp, and I was imagining what it would look like after I finished fixing it up, because I like to fix up cars. They look real good if you did them right. So I had imagined what that car was going to look like, and I had dreams of what the car was going to look like. And I talked to the owner, and they said they only wanted $500, which was like a week's work for me. But I had just gotten paid, so I had about $1,000 on me. And I went, and I put it down, put it right in the man's hand, gave him $500 bills. And he gave me the keys, and he gave me the pink slip, and I drove off with the car. And the car ran good. I was really surprised because I didn't expect it to run as good as it did. For $500, I thought I was going to get a car that I had to work on, that I had to fix up to get it to run good, but the car ran good. Actually, what they told me was the car was, it was owned by somebody's mother, and their mother had died. And so the kids had the car, and they all had cars of their own, so they didn't need another car. So they were just getting rid of it so they could get some money. And so my $500 was just what they were looking for. So I was happy to make the trade, give them $500 cash for the vehicle of my choice. So So I drove it home, and I took it home, and I washed it. And then I looked at the tires, and I said, oh, these tires look pretty good. I don't have to buy any new tires. But I wanted to get the interior painted, get the windows tinted. So I took it to the tint shop and had the windows tinted. And then I started working on the lights because I wanted to put lights on my wheels. Because, see, a lowrider always looks good when you got lights on the wheels. So I started looking for blue lights. I wanted blue truck lights so I could put them around the tires. And I got 8 truck tires, and I put 2 under each wheel. And I took the tires off, and I spray painted the wheel wells. I spray painted them white, and then I put the wires and hooked the lights to the wires and ran the wires all around the car so that it had 2 lights under each wheel. So I had 8 lights under my wheels, and I hooked the wires to the lights. And then I ran the wires into the inside of the car through the dashboard. From the bottom of the dashboard, I ran it inside the car. And then I ran it to a switch, a toggle switch, that I could turn up, I could flip it up, and it would go on, and I could flip it down, and the lights would go off. So I flip it up, and the lights went on, and I flip it down, and the lights went off. And I had connected the wires to the battery so that they were always hot. So I could flip the switch up and turn the lights on at any time. I didn't even have to have the car running. I could just turn the lights on, and I could flip the switch down and turn the lights off. So it was really good. And I had my windows tinted, and I thought I was really sharp. I was going to get some new tires and some new rims for my car, but I decided against it. I said, I'll just make it look like a stock car, except I'm going to have lights under the wheel, and people will be so surprised when I pull up with my tinted windows and my colored lights on the wheels. So at night, when I'm driving down the street, I would turn my lights on, and everybody would be just so amazed that my car had lights under the wheels. It was looking so good. That was a trick I picked up from my 65 Mustang. So now I had a 1980 Fiat, 4-door Fiat, and it looked like a little BMW or a little 450 SEL Mercedes. It was nice. It was nice. And I drove that all over the city, and I ended up selling it to somebody that wanted to give me $1,000 for my car. And I was like, that's a deal. Since I bought it for $500, I'll make $500 on the sale of the car. So that's what I did. I drove it for about 3 or 4 months, and I drove it to the forum. And then when I left the forum, I went to work at the school district, and I got a Pinto to ride to school because it was good on gas, and it was an innocent teacher's vehicle. And I know how kids like to tear up teachers' cars. Well, I didn't have anything worth tearing up. so I could drive it to school and wouldn't have to worry about going out in the parking lot and see my car all scratched up or all tore up. So I sold my Fiat and I got a Pinto, and I was driving my Pinto around real innocent like it was a real bucket. It didn't look good at all. It was like a cream color. It was ugly, and it had like tan color seats and a tan color headliner on the inside, and it had tan carpet on the floor. Oh, man, it was an ugly car. It wasn't cute at all. But it was just transportation for me to drive back and forth to school with. And that was the main purpose of having that car. It was just transportation. So as long as I was working, I was stacking my dollars, and I was looking forward to buying something fancy. I had rented from Enterprise Rent-A-Car, I had rented an Astro van, a Ford Astro minivan. And I really liked the minivan, but it was really nice, but I couldn't find one that I could afford. So anyway, okay, it's time for another commercial break. So ladies and gentlemen, Papa D, play a song and then drop the spot.
Kobe Bryant, guarded by Radmanovich, just comes out to set a screen. Kobe around it. Hand on the shot clock. Kobe starts. What a performance by Kobe Bryant, establishing a new NBA record. No one before had made as many as a dozen three-point shots in a single contest. That is now.
Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. The most dangerous snake, the most dangerous snake on the planet. On the planet. Kobe Bryant, the most dangerous player on the court. On the court. NBA's best. He scores all the time. He scores from the three-point line. Yeah. He passed to Shaq, and Shaq passed to Dak. He scores from three. Yeah. It was always up to Kobe to come back and score. And he did with Blair, and he did much more. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. The man that you feared did all he could do to make the Lakers the best in the West. The man that you feared was the best on the court. He could drive to the hole, and he could score. Kobe Bryant passed to Shaq, and Shaq dunked the ball, and he told all. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. He said, give it to me, and I'll pass it back. Give it to me, and I'll pass it back. And Kobe scored with a pack. Yes, Kobe scored with a pack. Kobe and Shaq, the unstoppable team, great together. And Kobe was mean. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. He would get the ball and he would drive to the hole. He was unstoppable. He was unstoppable. And he could dunk. He dunked on Wade. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, was the player that everybody feared. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, he won 5 championships, best of the year, most valuable player, 8 years, defensive player of the year, 7 years, the All-Star team for 18 years, in the NBA for 21 years, Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, is the man that you know. We will miss you very much. Sorry you had to go. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, the Lakers All-Star guard. We'll miss you, Kobe. We'll miss you. God bless you. I'm G Money, a Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm wishing Kobe's family the best.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and now it's time to shut the show down. We're finishing day number 2 of the week, the Tuesday radio show. So we're finishing our show, and we'll be back on the air on Thursday to bring you some more entertainment as we put the show together for your entertainment pleasure on Thursday. So before I go, I want to give a shout out to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. Oh, yeah, we got some birthday wishes that I want to bestow on some of my fans, my followers, and my friends. So, DJ Papa D, play the song, and let's announce some birthdays that we can celebrate today. In the month of August 2023,
put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for everyone celebrating their birthday today, August 1st, 2023. Happy birthday to Rodney Tate. Happy birthday to Lynn Kennedy. Happy birthday to Marlene Smith. Happy birthday, Sonia Hardiman-Ladner. Happy birthday, Joshua Solight. Happy birthday, Aaron Washington. Happy birthday, Brian Johnson. Happy birthday, Don Pye. Happy birthday, Ramondo Stewart. Happy birthday, Gwen Arrington-Harris. Happy birthday, Sheila Johnson Jones. And last, no, far from least, happy birthday, Rhea Cribbs. Happy birthday, Tiffany Waits. Happy birthday, Mighty Success Lori. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mr. William R. McBride, Jr. That's it. So we just want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating their birthday today, August 1st, 2023.
All right. Happy birthday to all the Leos in the building. Watch out, y'all. Legal Leos are the people that try to run the world. You got to watch a Leo, boy. They think they run shit, but they don't know that they're just a lion, and the Sagittarians are half man, half lion. So we got the ups on them. And everybody else is just a put together of some kind of creation other than being a lion. So I want to wish everybody happy birthday. That's a Leo. And happy birthday to you. And I know God is blessing you with all of his honors and his good glory. And I want to say that we're memorializing the death of Pee Wee Herman. He died 2 days ago at the age of 70 years old, and he died from cancer. So I want to put that out there for everybody that is missing Pee Wee Herman. He kind of was really quiet about it. He didn't want the world to know that he was ill and that he was suffering from an illness. He was trying to keep it maintained and quiet in his world so that he didn't upset all of his fans all around the world. So we want to wish our condolences to the Pee Wee Herman family and every fan that he had that was around the world. So I'm Gene Money, and I'm wishing Pee Wee Herman's family the best. And I want to say happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthdays today. On August 1st, I think today is the 1st of August. I'm kind of confused because I thought Thursday was going to be the 4th, but that's not right if today is August 1st. That means Thursday is going to be the 3rd of August. But they told me some crazy stuff about this music conference. They told me that the conference was going to start on Thursday, and Thursday was the 4th of August. So I don't know what's going on with the radio station to be giving bad information to me, because I'm letting all of my entertainers know that they're having a music conference and all of them could go to the conference and they could showcase their talent and they could meet with some record producers and some record labels and some distribution companies. And they could meet with some publishing companies, and they could meet with a lot of different people in the music industry. And if they were performers, they could actually sign up to perform on the first day of the conference at 8 o'clock at night on Thursday. So, I don't know. I thought I was going to make it to the concert or to the convention, but it's going to be a little out of my pocketbook right now. So, I'll have to do it a little later on. But I'm going to call all of my people that work with me in the music industry, and I'm going to try to straighten them out so that they can get to the conference without any problem. But anyway, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many more. Yes, I'm wishing everybody happy birthday that's born in the month of August. All the Leos, I know you're roaring. So just keep roaring and step up when it's your turn to show out so that we can get shit done. Because you are in charge of what's going on around the world. So step up and be recognized for the role that you have to play in this world today. All right. And without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.